Walter Kuer was known as the accordion guru of Manhattan's Lower East Side. He was a performer, bandleader, and shopkeeper, and devoted his life to accordions and accordion music. Mr. Kuer died last week of lymphoma at the age of 59. John Kalish has this appreciation.
Walter Kuer grew up in Germany. He started accordion lessons as a child, but earned his degree in piano and bassoon. He turned down a job at a German orchestra to come to the U.S. to be a jazz pianist. Then he started getting gigs accompanying tango acts and playing accordion in the subway. He ended up forming two bands, one of them an all-female accordion orchestra. 4 years ago, he told NPR the idea for that group came to him in a dream.
I thought that was like almost a sign from God, the most beautiful thing I've ever dreamt of, and I immediately felt like this is what I have to do.
At one point, there were 18 women in the Main Squeeze Orchestra, which played everything from Madonna to Stravinsky. Leslie Molson played bass accordion in the group. She says Kuer ignored people who made fun of accordions.
Part of Walter's dream was to spread the gospel of the accordion. When he came to this country, he would be surprised at people's reaction to the accordion. Be like, what are you talking about? It's great.
Walter Kuer did maintain a sense of humor about his instrument. Main Squeeze was also the name of the accordion store he opened on the Lower East Side. The shop was filled with accordions, ceramic figurines of accordion players, and Kuer's motorcycle. A small cage held an accordion dubbed the Beast of the Week. Here's Kuer in a YouTube video shot at the store.
Why do I play the accordion? That is just the most wonderful, most romantic and exciting instrument I can possibly think of. The most intense sounding, the best looking. It's portable.
Kuer also formed a 9-piece Latin jazz ensemble called The Last of the International Playboys, inspired by the sitcom I Love Lucy. Kuer decided that Ricky Ricardo was the coolest guy ever. Kuer relished his role as an accordion teacher and repairman, but last fall learned that his landlord was not going to renew the lease to his storefront.
His lease was up January 1st, and he died January 2nd. Kind of tells it all.
Claire Connors is Kuer's ex-wife.
When they told him that the shop was closing, I don't want to say that that was one of the things that sort of helped him on his way out of this mortal coil, but I do think that he was at peace with the fact that it was going to be closing and he would probably not be here to see that.
Connors delivered the eulogy at a crowded memorial gathering for Kuer held at a venue as eclectic as his music career, a restaurant that also features burlesque.
It was his dream to live in New York. It was always his dream to live here, to see if he could make it in the big leagues. I think he actually achieved that at the memorial. It was standing room only. And what more could a musician want than to have that as your send-off?
When I arrived here 20 years ago in America, I had a suitcase and my accordion. I never let go of it. It had some crises, but I always stuck with it.
Walter Kuer had battled cancer for several years. There are no plans to reopen his store. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.